Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey there, creepies. Welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 6. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Guys, Mini number 6.
Hola.
Oh, my goodness sakes. What in the heck are we thinking?
Are we thinking?
Are we not thinking?
I think we are.
After the last one, we just did 5, which is Slender Man. This chair should be vacant by then.
By the time Sean's we get still to this looking one, behind his
I'm
back
like, I'm
over
not,
his shoulder.
I am not happy about that because I'm creeped out,
like
man.
Like the old the cartoons where like the character takes off and all you see is
the poof of smoke.
A poof of smoke, and in the wall is their like silhouette.
Exactly,
busted
right.
The wall.
I busted through the wall.
Yeah.
I told it. I'm like, if you see me facing a tree, grab me and just take me somewhere safe because
that was fun.
I'm in big trouble.
What's Sean doing? Oh, he's summoning.
He's
summoning
Slender Man. No big deal.
Oh, boy.
Rubbing his face on the tree.
So I'm glad we did that one first because we got
is
all
he
that
marking
out.
His territory, or is he trying to conjure up Slender Man?
Oh my god.
So what do we got for mini number 6, John?
Well, we're going to take us out of that craziness that we just were in 5, and we're going to get into LNC, which is, I thought you meant Little Caesars, but
Little Caesar.
I was like,
that does
make me hungry for pizza, which we need to do after this. It's actually Lewis and Clark. We're going to talk about Lewis and Clark. Now, how in the heck is that creepy, though? Where did we come up with this?
I have no idea. This is your
this is mine, yeah.
This is Sean's, and remember when you messaged me, I went,
you're like,
oh, cool. I go, so what's the creepy
where's
factor?
The creep
okay,
this
we're going to learn about
loop. Yeah. Well, this is. I'm glad you asked that because there is. Now, I'm a huge history buff, but I didn't know about a lot of this stuff until probably the last couple of years because I watched stuff on it. So we'll give a brief little history lesson of Lewis and Clark. We'll talk about that a little bit. But this goes really cool and really deep. So just so everybody knows, I mean, everybody's probably heard of Lewis and Clark Expedition, but the Lewis and Clark Expedition from August 31st, 1803 to September 25th, 1806, also known as the Corps of Discovery Expedition, was the United States expedition to cross the newly acquired western portion of the country after the Louisiana Purchase. The Corps of Discovery was a select group of U.S. Army and civilian volunteers under the command of Captain Meriwether Lewis and his close friend, Second Lieutenant William Clark. The expedition made its way westward and crossed the continental divide of the Americas before reaching the Pacific coast. They were looking for the Northwest Passage. History question, did they ever find it? History answer, they did not.
No,
they
I
were
did,
looking.
Right.
Sorry, here, like, I'm like, I don't want to embarrass anybody. No, they did not find it. But they did.
Found it. No, we didn't.
They got it all the way out to the Pacific, but they couldn't find any
correct.
Easier way to get through the country or whatever. So, but it was, but they, Meriwether Lewis kept a very, very, very detailed, he drew pictures of animals and trees and plants, and he made just very detailed accounts of what happened and what was going on. This is where Sacagawea comes into it.
Mm-hmm.
She was their guide. She also had a baby, so she had a brand new baby with her, and I mean that's there's stories about that too.
Suck at your baby,
and it was they say suck at your baby, right? Yeah, exactly. His name is Todd, little Todd. Going along,
he's just a little baby.
He's just a little baby. There's also a famous dog that was on was trekking with him. They say
what was his name? Sacagawea Rex.
Let's make that one up too.
Ralph.
Sacagawea Ralph.
Sacagawea Ralph.
How far do you want to get?
Roll over.
Do you want to get into this or not? No, I'm just kidding. They're in St. Louis. We stayed in, there's a hotel right next to the Ark, excuse me. God, mine get tired. And the cool thing is they have a really neat fountain, and it shows all the main characters of, you know, it shows Lewis and Clark and Sacagawea, the dog and the baby on her back, or little papoose. I'm going to be very careful with that
papoose.
Word. Papoose. again, step away from that very carefully. But so this is a very famous part of history. But it does have some dark territories that we got into. Sacagawea, number one, just as an interesting side note, they say that if she hadn't have been with them, that they most likely would have gotten killed as a bunch of white men going through all the different Indian tribes. But she was able to help, you know, translate and understand and calm them, her being a female and then also a Native American as well, which is wonderful, right? Mm-hmm. And she was tough as nails. So these guys were all explorers. They ended up becoming some of the first.
And she was young, too. I think she was just in her 20s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was very young. Yeah. They all, I think the only one that didn't, there was one guy that didn't survive and he died of natural causes. And when you say natural causes, I believe it was his appendix that burst.
Oh.
And then he died slowly over the, you know, it was probably agonizing, but over a couple days, but he died on the expedition. But nobody died from, you know, getting killed by Indians or anything like that. So it's very interesting. So Thomas Jefferson had acquired the land. So it basically doubled the size of the United States. So what was left was the Spanish territory and Texas and all that kind of stuff, which is part of that. And then just the Pacific Northwest. So the Louisiana Purchase was $15 million, which is a steal back in the day. And they purchased that. He purchased that from the French. So his big thing was he wanted...
Oui, oui.
So he was very much about trying to expand the country, but also to, you know, highlight the power of America and the growing, you know, power they had in the world as well. So he was, and the Meriwether Lewis was a friend of Thomas Jefferson. So okay. He trusted him very much, in this expedition. So it was successful, not in finding a Northwest Passage, but it was successful in being able to promote, you know, like I said, the up and coming powers of America, maintaining those powers, because there was, you know, even though we made it through the Revolutionary War, there was still war after war, you know, that kept coming. The War of 1812 came after this, you know, so it was another war with the British that we could have lost our country. So it was really, we had to try to hold on to that power. So it was an important thing. So after the expedition, both Lewis and Clark were seen as heroes, mm-hmm. right? So they were kind of the first, you know, you think of George Washington as a first, you know, American hero, and a lot of the presidents and all that kind of stuff. But that's what that's how people would have seen them, right? So the funny thing is that he mysteriously died after this, years later, not too many years later after the expedition, and under very mysterious circumstances. In history, it is known or thought that he committed suicide. There's a couple different things, and I'm going to read through some interesting things here and talk about it. But they believe there's a couple different things. They think that maybe he had syphilis and was going mad from syphilis. That basically eats your brain
right.
over time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a sexually transmitted disease. Because he was, by the time he did die, he was in debt. He was, a lot of people were after him, they say, anyway. But he was
like collectors or people that wanted
debt collectors. He was penniless. He didn't really have a job at that point. Which is hard to believe. It's like, this is one of like America's, you know, well-known heroes. He was making his way back to see Thomas Jefferson to meet with him. Now they were supposed to be going over some of the findings of the expedition. It was a little bit murky exactly to me anyway, what they were going to talk about. But he mysteriously died on the way there in Tennessee, not too far from Nashville. So we're going to talk about that. So there's a couple different theories, but like I said, historically they believe that he committed suicide. The weird thing is that he was shot twice. So, you know, normally when, and I'm not real, you know, up on different things to how to kill yourself, but to shoot yourself twice is pretty remarkable. Mm-hmm. You know, or like, so it's, and again, if he was dying of syphilis and he wasn't thinking clearly, I mean, it's possible that
where
that
were the bullet wounds? Did they,
that is, you know, I believe there was one in the head and one in the back is what I believe.
I see. Why?
And here, this is where I'm going.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No, ahead. You're fine. The weirdest thing, and this is,
I didn't want to forget to ask.
So
I assume
there
head
are all kind
chest
of different. Yeah. There. Well, and it's all mirrored in weirdness. That's a weird thing. He had his Masonic apron stained. He was a Mason. And again, we're not going to go too conspiratorial, but, being a Mason, he has an apron, right? Every Mason has an apron. And it's very symbolic for them. That's something that they keep for life. They would keep that in pristine condition. And it was with him on the night that he would have committed suicide, and it was stained with blood. And It is actually in, I want to say it's in St. Louis, in one of the Masonic temples, and that where they keep a lot of historic, you know, paraphernalia and artifacts. And they were trying to make sure, you know, like wanted to do DNA testing and all that kind of stuff. And so it was found to be his blood. Okay, so yeah. They were like, that's so weird. And again, if he's losing his marbles and not quite himself, that would make sense. But if he was of sound mind, you know, like some believe that he was, that he would not have ever desecrated his.
Right, he would have kept that.
Yeah. Yeah. So let me give a little backstory here. So after triumphantly leading the Lewis and Clark expedition, Meriwether Lewis was either murdered or committed suicide. Did syphilis play a role? On October 11th, 1809, Meriwether Lewis died of gunshot wounds at Grinder Stand, an inn at the Natchez Trace, some 70 miles southwest of Nashville. He was 35 years old, so he was very young. Mm-hmm. It remains one of the great mysteries of the early United States. Was it murder or suicide? So Captain Meriwether Lewis was President Thomas Jefferson's chosen leader of the Corps of Discovery expedition into the expansive territory of Louisiana, acquired from France in 1803. Lewis picked William Clark as his second in command. The journey from St. Louis, so it started in St. Louis, it's famous, to the Pacific and back again lasted from May 1804 to September 1806, like we said. And it is, of course, better known by the name of its two principal officers, Lewis and Clark. So some believers in the murder theory blame bandits. Others have more conspiratorial explanations. And even with these conspiratorial explanations, there's even another one I want to talk about. So after the Lewis and Clark expedition, Lewis had been appointed the second governor of Louisiana Territory in 1807. He seems to have been an uneven administrator. In the fall of 1809, he was making his way to Washington, D.C. to press his case for reimbursement for expenditures and to defend himself against his territorial secretary, Frederick Bates, who complained ferociously about Lewis to Washington. Some believers in the murder theory blame bandits. The Natchez Trace was not the safest route. They say it was actually one of the most dangerous parts of the country at that time. Others have more conspiratorial explanations. Now, this gets a little deep. The rough politics of the territorial frontier created fierce enmities. General James Wilkinson, the first governor of the territory, was an agent of Spain, or perhaps a double agent, and may or may not have been conspiring with Vice President Aaron Burr. This gets very historical and a little deep down the rabbit hole. Then there was also the ongoing spat with Bates. But most historians believe the suicide theory, even as they admit there's not enough evidence to be definitive. Epidemiologist Rimmert Thoroff Ravenholt, that sounds very professional, doesn't it, sees the clues as pointing to an underlying cause, or neurosyphilis, pariasis, or late-stage syphilis, which can lead to dementia and paralysis. In Ravenholt's view, the preceding 2 years of Lewis's increasingly strange behavior, is what they called it, in quotes, including an earlier suicide attempt. So this one I didn't know about before I read this, that he had tried apparently to commit suicide before on the final journey to Washington, culminating in the desperate act in a remote country inn. Bankrupt and in debt, unmarried, his journals of the expedition unpublished. So they hadn't been published. They were with him going to Washington, by the way. Just hold on to that for a minute. Lewis's life was a shambles. By all accounts, it was all quite a come down from the heroic expedition during which, to add to his woes, he had been accidentally shot in the buttocks. So that was something different. Mm. That's why I started to say he was shot in the butt, but that was another thing.
Just like Forrest Gump.
Exactly. Yeah. I was shot in the buttocks, sir. But Kennedy, that was funny.
It bit me.
That's a great movie.
I got to pay.
I think he said he had to pay. But
yeah,
what?
Did. I did.
So sorry. Ravenholt points to the mental and physiological ravages of syphilis, which he argues Lewis picked up. Now, this is where it gets this. We don't think about these things in history, but here we go. The ravages of syphilis, which he argues Lewis picked up on the expedition west. Among his 11 points of evidence, sexual intercourse with women of the tribes by the Corps members was frequently urged by the Indians and was commonplace. And several Corps members, probably at least 8, did develop syphilis. So when they came to these tribes, please have your way with our women. This is how we enter. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So this is why we have a lot of us have a lot of different bloodlines. So don't think about this, but this is very, very easily how he, and because he was unmarried, this is how he could have developed syphilis. Ravenhole puts forward a night in August 1805 as the likely time Lewis was infected. Lewis's sudden interest in the topic of sexually transmitted diseases is made manifest in his journal, entry of August 13th, 1805, when he says, I quote, "I was anxious to learn whether these people, the Shoshones, had the venereal and made inquiry through the interpreter and his wife." So him dying from this and committing suicide, that makes sense. And that's how history sees that he committed suicide under a lot of duress, you know, and he had a lot of obviously things going on. But all that being said, there's one little other thing I want to talk about. It's not little. There is the belief that he, you know, maybe his life was going downhill, but by all counts. They say even Clark and Jefferson were saying, yeah, he was on a downward spiral. So they, you know, Clark never talked about all these little intricacies. So the journal was with him. When the journal was found, it has missing pages in it. Allegedly. What were on those pages? Whatever he was doing, supposedly he was going to give, this is by all accounts, was going to Jefferson to give him some accounts. What was he going to talk to? Because his journal, remember, was unpublished at that time, right? So he hadn't made any money off of that. He was obviously penniless. So he was going, supposedly, this other conspiracy theory is, he was going to show evidence that he had found in the expedition that the Americas weren't originally all, you know, the Spanish had ties to it. The French bought that part and they still have their Spanish part, but they're saying that they found evidence that it was actually the Welsh that had part of the Americas. So if that was the case, the whole Louisiana Purchase would have fallen apart, would have been null and void. He would have spent, Thomas Jefferson would have spent $15 million on somebody else's land.
Right.
So you have a land claim that's falsified, right? And if you find evidence of that, now they did look into some of these, they had evidence of possible land claims that were out there. They were, I heard anyway, through some of these investigations, those were shown to be false, but there may be some out there that weren't, or that he found in his journal. They never found those pages of his journal again. So it leaves a huge question in history.
Yeah.
What was the information he was hiding or holding on to that he was going to Thomas Jefferson? And again, this is all conspiracy based. Nobody's going to be able to prove or disprove. It's just interesting.
I'm
not saying Thomas Jefferson was an interesting character all the way around. Mm-hmm. He made his own Bible. He used to shave in the morning. And if he didn't like something in the Bible, he would take his straight razor and cut it out. And that's how we still have to this day, the Thomas Jefferson Bible, the Jeffersonian Bible. And it's his edition, you know. They say the King James edition was, you know, King James.
You don't add or take away.
This is right.
Well, says it in the very end of the Bible.
Well, again, I love Jefferson as he's an interesting historical character, but he has his. There's a lot.
I'm just saying what God says.
There's a lot of
exactly. Don't add or take away.
But he did.
I know what you're saying.
He did historically take it upon himself.
Oh, absolutely.
To say I don't like that part. Get that out. And he would. That's an interesting.
Tommy, what are you doing?
So they're saying, was he trying to hide things like that? Who knows?
Yeah.
I can either confirm nor deny this. So it's just interesting. Now, most likely.
What do you think?
You know, looking over it all, there's nothing really to prove that the land claims weren't valid and all that kind of stuff. But wouldn't it be fascinating if that does exist? And who knows if they did find that stuff, they're like, destroy it, get rid of it, you know, and nobody's come forward to try to, obviously all these, you know, we're 245 years old now, right? So I don't think anybody, the Welsh don't seem to be
throwing
up any hands. But wait a minute, that's our country. But
they might.
But at that time, they were very young, you know, 1776 to 1803 isn't very much time. So Thomas Jefferson, I guarantee it, if there was any doubt, he probably squelched it.
Oh, yeah.
And did he squelch it through the murdering of his own friend? Don't know. Or was it just bandits and they thought, these are good pages. Let's take these pages out. Or maybe he'd ripped them out himself and to make it look weird. I don't know. He wasn't in his own right. I think the syphilis thing is very interesting. And again, you don't think about the expedition being so scandalous. Again, I hate, you know.
I had
I told you this.
Yeah, they don't teach you that in school.
No, and why not? The history books need to have the stuff
in here.
I don't
remember hearing about syphilis when I was in grade school.
Yeah.
Who wants to talk about the Lewis and Clark expedition? I do. I do.
Hey, guys, let's talk about
Lewis and Clark. So,
what if the
what do you think, Nate?
Welsh did?
Yeah, what do you think?
Well, I mean, what if the Welsh did own it, but then, you know, I mean, they did their own expedition over here and came into Louisiana. And this is all swamp. They can have it, you know.
Yeah, that's possible.
It's still that way.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly right.
So, yeah, they were like,
let's be honest.
Eh, it's yours.
I think the Vikings were probably here first, right? They had everything, right?
All right.
They weren't afraid to go anywhere.
The bloody, what was it they had? You called it?
The Masonic apron.
The apron. That's an interesting little
The Masonic apron covers the holiest of holies, which is the midsection. Mm-hmm. I know that it gets a little bit, but that's true. That's what it's for. Mm-hmm. And so it's something that was sacred, would have been sacred to him. Yeah, he was definitely.
So if he was in his right mind, he would not have desecrated it bloodied it or
not.
Because out of respect of what it meant.
Not in a million years. No, not and for then, what the Masons.
But then obviously if he got killed or whoever did the killing. But you know, they don't care. So, oh man, I don't know. It's
juicy, isn't it? That's why
it is.
There's a creep factor there. There's definitely a little creepy.
No, and
when but there's
and
but I don't, it's a and juicy I, part of history.
Yeah. And you know, like when I say creepy, I knew because I'm going, okay, what is?
Oh, you looked into it and you're like, okay, right. I'm.
What's the haunting? Where's the ghost?
Yeah, because that's what you know. But yeah. I mean, our episodes aren't always going to be haunting. I mean, because we could do a serial killer. You know, we'll do serial killers and stuff, and they're
if
not
this was
haunting.
A,
I mean,
if this
no
was a full episode, I guarantee you.
But it's still creepy and scary. So that's what I meant. Like, what is the angle of the what makes it just not boring?
There's something that doesn't add up. What do you
so a murder?
Oh, so not
so a possible murder, possible murder, suicide,
possible change of the whole United States.
Yeah.
If
you know,
it went a different way.
It's crazy.
Fraud.
As it is.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
But I guarantee.
That's cool.
Well, I'd guarantee you that there's probably ghost stories about him along that trail and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we probably could dive into
that. Did you look it up?
I don't know if it Nestle. I haven't read into these. They're just the titles of different pages online. I don't know if Lewis and Clark had anything to do with the college, but I mean, there's the Lewis and Clark Community College.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've heard
asking if it's haunted. Yes, it's haunted and all this other stuff. But, I mean, it's a college. I'm sure it was created after their time and it's just, hey, what can we name this college after? Oh, Lewis and Clark, they're important. You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't think it's their ghost or their story. Right. Haunting it. It's something mm-hmm. else, in my opinion. Like I said, I haven't read any of these, but
there's a lot of angles to the story. Yeah, because what if it was bandits? What was it? Thomas Jefferson had a hit on him.
Yeah,
I guess, to speak mafia language.
Hey, take out the pages that are...
Because he is...
Troublesome.
Yeah. Gosh, that is really... Yeah. Yeah, you can go down a road of like, ooh... Mm-hmm. Okay, let's look at this, but because nothing overrides to me, and this is I haven't done obviously any research as far as the story, but man, just so as much as I've known for 20 minutes that we've been recording, mm-hmm. I'm like, what do I really think? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know because one, I have my thoughts on other historical events. I'm like, well, I think this is what I think, you know, and I've done more research, but
well, it's not a bad thing, but I mean. You're brought up to take American history in school. You're taught a certain thing. So it's like we all have a standard of what our history is, but is it really the straight up truth of these events that we're learning? Or is it a construed
history is told by
that's
the victors?
Accepted,
so it's,
yeah, yeah, accepted by the government saying, yeah, this is our history. This is what we need to tell everybody. But is it?
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that we are a people with amnesia and that we don't know everything. And I do believe that, and I love history, but I think that there's parts of history that we don't completely understand and there's reasons for it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think all those reasons are good reasons, but so this gives you just a little bit more food for thought. So for all of the reasons, historians have concluded that Lewis's death was a suicide. And this is why they collectively believe this. Brought on by deep depression and the heavy weight of worries he bore with all the stuff going on with him. According to the account given by Mrs. Grinder, the mistress of the tavern along the Natchez Trace where Lewis died. During his final hours, Lewis began... I was trying to find out where the gunshots were, how he killed himself, where Lewis died. During the final hours, Lewis began to pace in his room because she heard what she thought was arguing. So during the final hours, Lewis began to pace in his room and talk aloud to himself like a lawyer. She then heard a pistol shot and Lewis exclaiming, "Oh, Lord." After a second pistol shot, Lewis staggered from his room and called for help, reportedly saying, "Oh, madam, give me some water and heal my wounds." Strangely, Mrs. Grider did nothing to help him. She later said she was too afraid. The next morning, servants went to his room where they reportedly found him busily engaged in cutting himself from head to foot with a razor, fatally wounding himself in the abdomen. Lewis died shortly after sunrise.
Wow.
But there was other accounts, like I said, there was other accounts that she heard him arguing, but then she wasn't sure if he was, and some people say that he was maybe prepared, like talking about, you know, talking out loud what he was going to say to the president or how he was going to present himself, whatever he was going to end up saying.
So you said he got shot in the back, right?
See, so that right there well, tells this is, me yeah. he didn't do that.
Yeah.
So most historians have argued that Lewis tried to kill himself with two pistol shots, and when death did not come quickly enough, tried to finish the job with a razor. So, yeah,
it's going to take some time.
I always think about when somebody tries, this sounds awful, but trying to kill yourself, shooting yourself in the abdomen would be the worst way to die because it'd take forever.
Take forever, yeah.
And then the head, so that's why
the head or the chest is usually, from what I hear, I'm going to kill myself. And what about Clark? Like,
that's a good question.
So where is he in all this other than just his buddy?
Exactly. Well, that's why I say there, Thomas Jefferson and Clark, as far as I mean, like you look up anything, Clark was pretty quiet. You know, as far as he had a good life, no big deal, but it makes you think like, was they're just like, you better shut your mouth or your next, you know, kind of thing. But can you imagine? Wild conspiracy.
He's never said, hey,
he
I
just
think
said
partner,
he had a lot of troubles and he committed suicide.
Yeah.
Thomas Jefferson and Clark both said, friends with him and he was having a trouble. So I'm not surprised he committed suicide. So they believed the suicide.
Cause I saw that.
And they were friends.
I saw Clark lived to 68. So that's,
yeah. And
30 years plus longer than Lewis. So
yeah. Lewis was 35. Ever, yeah.
Wonder what he said. Oh man. Like when he died, maybe. See, this did he have a deathbed confession?
So this is based largely on Mrs. Grinder's story. Most historians have argued that Lewis tried to kill himself with the two pistol shots and didn't come. I told you that one. So, however, in 1962 book, Suicide or Murder, The Strange Death of Governor Meriwether Lewis, the author Vardis Fishers raised questions about the reliability of Mrs. Grinder's story and suggested that Lewis might have actually been murdered, either by Mrs. Grinder's husband or bandits. Since then, a minority of historians has continued to raise challenges to the suicide thesis. But ultimately, nearly two centuries after the event, we may never be able to discover exactly what happened that night along the Natchez Trace when one of the nation's greatest explorers died at the tragically young age of 35. So it's really hard to figure. I like, that's why it's so, it's just weird.
Like I said, I mean, my biggest hang up is if they can truly determine that he was shot in the back, I mean, that's hard to do on yourself.
Well, and I, like I said, I may totally be fabricating that. But I was thinking, that's why, I've watched different, historical coverings of it, because they just say, oh, suicide.
Like documentaries?
Documentaries. And then there's, it's called America's Unearthed Secrets, or America Unearthed, I think. And they had a really good covering of it, and it was, but it's hard to follow. Like I said, it's not real clear exactly what happened. So,
hence the conspiracies.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think they'd have a better chance of solving who the Jack the Ripper is.
I think we should ask.
They would solve how.
Yeah. Well, right.
Lewis
exactly.
died.
Yeah.
Man, that's really weird. That's a really weird story.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thanks, Sean.
Let's ask Slender Man. Maybe Slender Man.
You know, by the way, he's still behind.
He's me.
Oh, and there's Lewis.
You stop that. Stop it. Now we're no more Turtle.
Maybe it was Slender Man.
Turtle is going out the window, literally, and we're going to make references to Slender Man all the time, right?
Well, that was very, very interesting story.
It is. So you make your own conclusions, watch your own videos, do your own research, and then let us know what you think, because I really don't know. I mean, I can't help but, you know, listen to what history tells us, but I still not completely convinced, and it's going to have a big question mark for probably a long time.
Yeah.
I like, and that's one thing I think we failed to say on our episodes is if the listeners or, you know, whoever on Facebook, like, they want to give us their thoughts and
ideas
of what do you think? Yeah. I mean, I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
What is the, you know, maybe there's somebody out there that really has studied this or knows about it or has a theory. And
we said it early
on. Love to hear it.
Number one, right? Intro where we said, just because I say it doesn't make it right. Just because you say it doesn't make it right. Just because Nate can look it up and prove it doesn't make it right. Right? We just, everybody's entitled to their
opinion. That's the fun part of it.
We all got an opinion.
Ideas, you know. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what it is.
So
it
brings
everybody
the,
can kind of
that brings
have their
the
own,
fun.
It's like that meme that you see all the time. It's like, I think it's suicide. Change my mind.
I know. I follow him on social media.
My favorite one, and I'm sure it'll become. I'll probably have to put it on Facebook. It's got Ric Flair, and he's sitting there, and it says, "Woo! Change my mind."
I've seen where
I gotta post that one.
Have you seen where it has somebody, Freddy Krueger, Jason, Michael Myers, and it says those teenagers deserve to change our minds.
That's hilarious. Yeah, that one's funny.
That is a good meme. That's a good meme.
Oh yeah.
Well, guys, let us know maybe what you think that about Lewis
about the LNC.
The LNC. Yeah. So
you'll never look at it the same again.
No. A lot different than what I learned.
I want to know what Sacagawea thinks, because she would know.
And she,
she knows.
I saw she lived to like 95 or something.
She was
an old lady.
Yeah. She's a historical figure with a great background.
I think she was only 24 when she met up with
Lewis
and Clark. Yeah. So she was pretty young. And I didn't know she had a baby.
She did.
She's tough. She was.
The original Wonder Woman, right?
Exactly. Yeah, she had her own superpowers, but they were real.
She did.
Yeah.
Surviving all those guys,
then,
right?
Yeah. I mean, especially back then, like, it's so male-dominated.
Right.
I mean,
they respect the fact that she kept them alive, and she was a tracker, so she knew where she was going and how to figure out, you know, how to get through there and safely.
I mean, they trust her.
It's not that they didn't come close to dying a few times.
Just the wildlife.
Getting through the Rockies.
Wildlife.
Cougars and bears.
Yeah, traversing the Rockies. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The landscape had been awful.
That was very tricky. Yeah. And not, you know, being the first, you know.
Didn't have equipment.
Yep. The first that did it. I mean, obviously the Native Americans
Have
done it out
there.
But the first of their kind to do it anyway.
Very, very cool. Very well. I hope you listeners enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I did.
I did too.
I learned a lot. Thanks, Sean.
Yeah, good history.
Good choice.
You're most welcome.
So me going, so where's the.
Yeah, exactly. No,
He answered it. You answered it.
It's a valid question.
No, that's good. Awesome. So
I should always be put to the test and questioned.
That's funny. No. I figure there's something.
Well, L and see you later. I think that's a wrap.
Oh, I love it.
See, I love how we're getting creative with it.
Nate's really proud of that one.
Dun, 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 dun,
I like
dun,
it, though.
Yes.
L and see you later. All right, creepies. Well, thanks a lot for listening to mini episode
Yeah.
number 6. So that's all we got, man. We're out.
See you later.